This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Pitkin County will start testing residents for antibodies of COVID-19 tomorrow. CPR's Stina Sieg reports only 16 people will take part in the pilot program before the effort ramps up.
This small group, made up of people who've already been tested for coronavirus, will help gauge the effectiveness of the blood tests. People who've already had COVID-19 may be protected from getting it again. And this kind of testing can also provide data about how widespread the outbreak may really be, since some people may not have had symptoms. The Aspen Times reports that Pitkin County has acquired 1,000 such tests from a lab in the Denver area. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Broncos linebacker Von Miller has tested positive for COVID-19 and is resting at home. The former Super Bowl MVP has asthma, but at age 31, he's unlikely to be considered a high risk for long-term problems. A backcountry skier is presumed dead after he and his companions triggered an avalanche in Summit County yesterday. Officials say the victim was one of three men who climbed Red Peak, a 13er near Silverthorne. The rescue group says a shallow avalanche carried the unidentified man almost 2,000 feet. Rescuers decided not to send a team in to recover the body because of weather conditions. Coming up on the program, the U.S. government is spending over $2 trillion to help the country overcome the coronavirus economic shutdown. NPR correspondents in India, Mexico, and Germany relay what other governments are doing. Then, banjo player Jim Van Cleve and fiddler Barry Abernathy tell the story behind their band, Appalachian Roadshow. They say their music is apt now because it came out of hard times. Global Joblessness Economy Roundtable and Appalachian Hard Times Music coming up next here on All Things Considered. There is a winter storm warning until noon tomorrow for the central mountains around Vail. There is a freeze warning tonight for Grand Junction. Currently 46, make that 26 degrees. Light snow, mist, and fog in Denver. Light snow and windy, 35 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.